Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
Skin cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the United States. It's one of the most overlooked cancers in the United States. So many of us, we run off to the sun on a hot day. We run to the beach, the poolside. We go to these places to burn. To increase the risk of skin cancer, we even go to the tanning beds just to look good. Is it all vanity? Is there a point to this? Well, America, listen up. Over 3.5 million of us, 3.5, that's a lot of people, will be diagnosed with skin cancer this year. Now, that's not coming from me. That's coming from the American Cancer Society. And about 76,000 of those people will be diagnosed with melanoma, which is a type of skin cancer that is most likely going to lead to death. Now, there's so many things that I want to get to on this programming, because this is a problem that is overlooked so much in our health. We don't think about protecting. We think about getting into the sun, looking good, and all we're doing is frying ourselves up. And when I think about the sun, I think about two things. I think about my family, and I think about how can I protect them. One of the best ways is with lotion, going for something that has a high UV protection that can protect against the UV radiation, which causes damage to the DNA in your skin cells. And I also think about foods. I think about foods that they can eat, that they can consume, to protect them and give them the discipline that they will enjoy those foods and make them a part of their healthy lifestyle when they are away from me. Now, I do a lot of traveling. I travel at least once a week, and I'm in an airplane a lot. And people sometimes overlook airplanes as a place where you can suffer from skin cancer or be affected by the free radicals that damage the DNA in skin cells. And if you look at the studies, they're out there. They're showing that pilots, airline stewardesses, they are at a high risk of developing skin cancer because those windows are not protecting. So you better lather up. You better put your sunglasses on. I'm not saying to bring an umbrella on your next flight because you may upset a few people. But what I am telling you is to protect yourself. Now, there is things, as I mentioned, with the lotion, and I'm not talking about the sun tanning lotion. I'm looking at something that will protect you from the UV rays, something that can block the UV rays. And if you're traveling a lot, I sometimes shut my windows during any day travel to protect myself. And if I'm traveling with my family, if I'm traveling with my son, it's mandatory that those windows are always down. Even as we're pulling into the city and we want to see it at a high level and enjoy that ride in. Because when you're exposed to so much sun as we are each and every day, you run the risk of getting skin cancer. It's kind of sad that we enjoy the sun so much, but we need to protect ourselves from it. So there are two fun things. You know, I don't want to sit here and be so poignant with my words and say, you have to protect yourself, lather up, get an umbrella, wear your glasses, shut down the windows. But I'm going to talk to you about two things. And one of those things actually may make you giggle, but one of those things you're lacking, and you're lacking a lot of. When's the last time you were really intaking 7 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables? Wow, Jay, you know, that's a lot, you know? Well, when's the last time you've been intaking tomatoes? Tomatoes to protect yourself from skin cancer? Yes, yes. There's a magical component in tomatoes, and research is backing this. And people are going ballistic over this. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to rub tomatoes all over your body, but I'm saying that you should be ingesting them, putting them into your body, and making sure that they are a part of your diet each and every day. The second one, I may say to you, may not want to make it a part of your day every day, And I'll give you a little hint. It's called chocolate. Now, I don't want you to start going off on the chocolate to protect yourself from the sun, but I will tell you that it can actually, it has a compound in it, ladies and gentlemen, that can actually help protect you from the UV rays. But getting back to our friend tomato, you may say tomato, I may say tomato. Getting fruits and vegetables, especially tomato, into your diet can help protect your skin, my skin, our skin, our children's skin from the UV damage of sunburn. It's an effective antioxidant. You know what the word is? Lycoperin. And I'm going to spell it for you. L-Y-C-O-P-E-N-E. You know what this antioxidant does? It protects you. It works as a defense against UV rays. See, when the body's exposed to the sun, the body tans, and there's a moderate level of radiation. This antioxidant helps to block UV penetration and prevent damage to the vulnerable skin tissues deep down. See, that's what you don't understand. It's not just the feeling you get in a warm sun. You're saying, wow, I want you to think about the damage you're doing on a cellular level. It's almost like with food. It's almost like with sugar. Did you ever hear that thing? Oh, you can eat anything you want. You work out. You look great. But they don't know that sugar and certain foods and processed foods are damaging the body on a cellular level. And just by eating a tomato, a tomato, however you say it, there's an unbelievable, a remarkable 30% increase from that little antioxidant in sun protection. Why I'm so passionate about this is because we celebrate so much when the sun comes out that we jump out there, whether it's a beach, whether we want to go for a walk with our partner or spouse, go take the dog, but are we protecting ourselves? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to challenge you right now, because what happens is this. I want you to challenge yourself by eating more fruits and vegetables, but I really want you to make tomatoes a big part of your diet. And that's your J tip of the day. Your J tip of the day is to protect yourself for the payoff. See, here's what happens. It's so funny. I'm watching this right now from a personal level. And I'm going to talk about my mom, who I love dearly, and she should have protected herself years ago, because the retirement community that she's involved in didn't make the right decisions with the fruits years ago, and now all they're going for is from doctor's office to doctor's office to doctor's office. So tomatoes, now the big drum roll please, we're going to talk about chocolate. So chocolate, well, studies have found that less than 1 ounce of flavanol-rich chocolate a day, ladies and gentlemen, don't have more than that, might actually help protect your skin from the harmful effects of UV rays. Now, this is not an invitation. That's why I'm putting the stop sign up there. This is not an invitation for you to indulge. But I want you to start thinking of, and that's why I wanted to talk about chocolate. That's what I wanted to talk about. Tomatoes. And I want you to start taking seriously the effects that the sun can have on you, your skin, and your body on a cellular level. Fruits, it's true. Tomatoes are classified as fruits, and they could protect you. And they will protect you if you're incorporating them in your diet. Chocolate, remember, less than an ounce. And if you are choosing, go for the dark chocolate. It has a higher antioxidant content. Listen, these are not fictitious. These are the facts. They're the truth, and they're here to make you smile. So when you're stepping out in the rays, think of me. Eat your chocolate, grab your tomato, grab your tomatoes, and make your life a better one. Thank you for joining me, and I'll sure to see you guys next time.